This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we finish our series on godly discipline. And if you've missed any of the other parts, I would really encourage you to go to the UCB app and go listen to the previous episodes of this series, because you'll find them very, very helpful, because this is part 10 of this series on godly discipline. And we've dealt with quite a number of areas already in terms of areas that we need to be disciplined. If you want to fulfill your purpose and destiny, you must be disciplined in your thoughts, in your words, in your actions. And today I want to get to your diet, because ultimately you are what you eat. And if you stuff your face with sugary and processed foods all the time, you've never eaten fruit or salad, or you don't have a balanced diet, you won't feel well and you won't be able to perform at your best. And so this is where I think, you know, we can all benefit from making an adjustment in our diet, you know, cutting back or ideally eliminating sugar, you know, certainly cutting back on breads and processed foods and, you know, a lot of the things that really aren't great for you. Because, you know, there's a principle in computing, rubbish in, rubbish out. So again, if you indulge yourself all the time by eating what is bad for you, you're developing habits of doing what you want rather than what you need. And this is the problem, is many believers who love Jesus are actually very lacking in discipline in the area of their diet. And therefore, they're eating what they want rather than what they need. And, you know, this is the reality, is that I'm going to deal with exercise in a minute. But as important as exercise is, I mean, you know, there are many people who are proponents of the principle that it's really only 20% exercise, 80% diet. And so if you want to get in shape, a very large part of that is learning to discipline in the area of your diet. And we're talking about discipline. And personally, I find it very hard to listen to a preacher who's obese, because, you know, if you can't control what you're putting in your mouth, it's very hard to take anything else you have to say seriously. And I mean no disrespect in saying that. I'm just being straight with you as somebody who's had an exercise regime for the best part of 40 years now. I take, you know, it seriously. And you know, I had to come to the realization, particularly when I, you know, got into my mid-30s, was that exercise, as important as it is, isn't sufficient if it's not complemented by a healthy diet. And, you know, I eat quite a good bit of meat. And but again, a lot of times it's not necessarily meat. It's I think meat is quite good for you. It's the fact that we're eating so much processed food and we're consuming shocking amounts of sugar. It's actually, it would shock you if you were to look at a lot of the products, daily products that we would, you know, consume. When you look at the physical amount of sugar that is in so many of these products, it's shocking. And so anyway, 2 Timothy 2 verse 1, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you've heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." So all soldiers have had to learn how to endure. It's one of the characteristics of soldiers. "Thou therefore, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, endure hardship." That means endure discipline. A soldier isn't qualified until he's gone through the process of training. And the process of training is about instituting discipline in all sorts of areas. And, you know, it takes a certain discipline for somebody to run towards gunfire rather than the opposite direction, which is your natural inclination. But 1 Corinthians 9:25, the NIV, "Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever." And so, again, we want to be disciplined in our diet because we want to live long and strong. And you're not going to do that if you neglect your diet. And I'm not talking about being obsessive about food. You know, I'm not talking about being obsessive about what you eat, but I am talking about being mindful of what you eat, because if you don't watch your diet, you might not live your full length of years. And I will say this as a pastor who has buried many people who are very dear to me, who died before their time because they ignored the area of their diet. And the logical extension of this, obviously, is exercise. And so exercise is a very important area as well, because coupled with a good diet, it really a big step towards, you know, living a long life. Because unfortunately, many people, by the time they get to the place where God can really use them, you know, they die, or their body's just burned out because it's been abused for so long. So 1 Timothy 4:18, "For physical training is of some value." Now, many of us dismiss that verse, or rather we dismiss exercise, because Paul said it's only of some value, but godliness has value for all things, having promise for the present life and the life that is to come. But the NLV says physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. So it's not a matter of either or. I think it's important to understand that. It's saying, yes, physical training is only of value of this life, but it is of value in this life because it will ensure that you hopefully live a long and a healthy life. Because like I said, if a preacher is vastly overweight, it's hard to listen to them telling others what to do when they're clearly not listening to their own advice. Luke 4:23, physician, heal yourself. Jesus was saying, you know, you need to make it work in your life before you can make it work in the lives of others. And so, like I said, many people die before their time simply because they've ignored the responsibility to be good stewards of the body that God has given to them. I mean, you regularly service your car and change the oil so that it can, you know, operate well and last long. And you know, a car, what's a car going to last 10, 15 years? And yet you want your body to last you 80, 100 years on this planet. So, you know, how much more should we take care of it? And so we were made to move. And when we exercise, we release endorphins in our body that soothe us and relax us and help us to feel good. And the very act of working out and exercising, particularly when you don't usually feel like it, is what requires discipline. So you're developing discipline and self-control as you exercise, as you eat well. And this discipline will, you know, spill over into other areas of life. It will stand to you in every area of your life. Another area where we need to be disciplined is in the area of rest. So are you getting adequate rest? If you stay up all night watching TV or you have erratic hours, you know, you're bed early one night, late another, you know, this is an indication of a lack of self-control. We need to be disciplined to be able to turn off the TV, turn off our laptop, turn off our phone, and just go to bed. And, you know, the reality is you can't burn the candle at both ends. So if you're going to bed very late, don't be surprised if you can't get up in the morning. Psalm 127 and 2, in vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those who he loves. And the NLV, it's useless for you to work so hard from early morning to late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to his loved ones. And so there's a time and a place to just get rest. I think sometimes believers can get so caught up in the rat race that they're just, like I said, even if you're doing it for God, you can be abusing your body to the point where you're just going beyond a healthy point. You need to take care of yourself physically. Rest can be just as spiritual as prayer. And so again, Mark 6:31, then because so many people were coming and going, they didn't even have a chance to eat. He said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So Jesus acknowledged the importance of rest for his followers. You know, Mark 2:27, God made the Sabbath for man, not man for the Sabbath. And so in a generation that's always doing something, messing with our phones or video games or TVs, computers, etc., we never really switch off. So I think it's important for us to get rest, go for a walk, get a good sleep. You know, as hard as we might work for God, we also need to factor in time to relax, time to do something fun. Particularly if you're married, you need to go on a date with your wife and continue to date her. And the last area I would say is associations. You know, this is very, very important area as well, because Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20 says, he who walks with the wise will become wise, but a companion of fools will suffer harm. A companion of fools will suffer harm. And so again, we need to be disciplined in terms of who we're associating with, what we're doing. It doesn't mean we're being super spiritual or holier than thou. But, you know, James 2:23 refers to Abraham as a friend of God. And so if we want to be friends of God, we need to associate with God. We need to spend time with him. Mark 1:35, Jesus rose a long time before daylight, went to a solitary place. There he prayed. You know, Psalm 119:63, I'm a companion of them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. This is the danger by hanging out with people that are living an immoral life, doing immoral things. What's on them can get on you. And you can start becoming desensitized to sin to the point whereby you start to lower your standards simply because of those you're associating with. So again, we need to be disciplined in our associations. We need to get around people that are serving God. This is why it's so important to get into church on a Sunday. Planted in the house of the Lord, they'll flourish in the courts of their God. Get into a good church that preaches the word of God without apology, that has believers that are actively pursuing the call of God in their lives, and just determine to be a disciplined, godly person so that you may run your race and fulfill the call of God in your life. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. May the peace and presence of Christ our Savior fill your heart and home. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you.